Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Relax, it's Flax.
Dun, 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 dun. Of course, we have an audience of people that speak other languages as well. Producer Kat, do you want to just say hello to the other conglomerate of Relax, it's Flax?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dumelang. Lele amukhela more Lex Kiflex.
Yes.
Beautiful. That was amazing. What and she did it with food in her mouth because she's busy chewing. What are you eating?
Are you eating chicken?
It's a chocolate brownie.
Where did you get a chocolate? I want a chocolate brownie.
I have connections.
What do you mean you've got connections? Is that from the party the other night at Cliff
Central? No, those were minute ones.
Oh, where did you get the chocolate
real one with
brownie
Smarties
from?
On it.
Oh, wow.
From my house.
Oh, that's exciting. Thanks for the offer.
Can we get some DJ music with a bass drop?
You want a bass drop?
Need a bass drop.
Since you become so demanding since you took a sabbatical.
Because why must people wait to go to the club tonight to hear a bass drop? Let them hear it on Relax, it's Flax.
Okay, let me try and find a bass drop for you. Dun, 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 dun,
I'm actually thinking we should turn Relax, it's Flax into a live studio audience like that. What's the TRL?
Yes.
And let everyone come sit at the window here. We can have pre-drinks. We can get some hubblies going. We can chill. There can be FIFA. They listen to Relax, it's Flax.
It's a good
how
idea.
How does that sound?
If you organize it, bro, I'm
bean
so
bags.
I'm in.
Kat, tell me when the puppies are coming and we'll organize it on the same day.
It's not going to happen, bro.
There's your answer. Okay. It's like a trip to the Department of Home Affairs after Kakleo for something. You hope for the best. You get there early in the morning.
Get to the front and listen. We're going for lunch.
You may or may not. Yeah, she's on lunch break right now. All right, this is as close as we're going to get to bass drop.
Turn down for what?
Yeah, that's good, that's good.
Why do I feel like you're going to drink a lot this weekend?
Because it's bachelor pad this weekend.
I had a feeling. You're just so amped about, oh, it's the weekend, I'm going to eat it so hard, I'm going to go so hard. Ah. But how does this work with your health plan? Because that alcohol just turns into carbs.
Yeah, but what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be drinking tequila, but I'm not going to be chasing it with fizzy drinks.
Do you know how much sugar there is in tequila alone?
I know, but it's good sugar.
Okay.
It's healthy sugar.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
So it's Bachelor Pad this weekend. One of the founding members of the four founding members of Bachelor Pad's parents are going away for a week.
Ah.
So we're all going to be partying up there this whole weekend and probably the whole of next week. Beer pong this whole weekend. Jacuzzi vibes.
How does your bae fit into this?
She'll come with as well.
Okay, so bae's involved.
Half of Bachelor Pad, one of the reasons Bachelor Pad broke up was because everyone started getting into relationships.
Yes.
So we're going to have to work around that. And Bachelor Pad is more going to be like a uniting front of the boys. It's not going to be boys going out to go get girls. It's going to be uniting of the boys. So what I'm hoping for tonight...
So do the four... Bays come
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, they come as well.
Okay.
What I'm hoping for tonight is we'll move the beer pong table to like an area, and it will just be a boys' area. And just the boys will be allowed in that area, just the boys by the beer pong table. So just like a bit of banter, the boys having a good laugh, we're getting drunk together.
And then girls, what do they do?
The girls will be at another section and...
What, do they hang out at the kitchen?
No, they'll hang out like on the... By like the patio
okay,
and stuff.
Outside the kitchen.
Yeah, because they don't... Girls... Like, the girls we chill with don't really play beer pong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and then they want to play beer pong, but they're really bad at it, and we have to sort of, like, lose just to let them play.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
I see.
I'm not being any gender bias. So, yeah.
But, by the way, beer is also not good for your diet.
Oh, so what we play is actually tequila pong.
Ah.
So we fill the cups with water... And then we have a shot of tequila every
okay.
single time a
That's
cup
a
goes
good
down.
That's a strategy. I like
and
that.
And everyone has different beer pong rules, but we sort of stick to the American rules. No elbow, one bounce, and you can knock it away, stuff like that. I don't know how often you play beer pong.
I am not a beer drinker, and I have zero interest in playing games to get drunk. I'd rather just drink.
So,
although I am a fan of the one game.
Which one?
Sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
What's that?
So sex, drugs, and rock and roll is you say it actually works best in big groups. So if you're going, say there's 10 of us, stand in a circle, and then I say something to do with sex, drugs, drugs, and rock and roll that starts with an A. The next person has to do a B, a C, a D. If you don't get it, then you have to drink, and you can't say something someone said before.
Aye.
So, for instance, I would say acid, which is a drug. Then you would have to say B, which would be?
blasphemy.
No, that's not sex. That has nothing to do with sex, drugs, or rock and
blasphemy
roll.
Blasphemy has to do with sex?
I don't know. You see, now this is where we get complicated and you probably end up drinking. So that's a game. But then there's other games that people have tried to get me to play with, like cards and
stuff. You must try a game called Confidence. It's okay. One of the best games I've ever played.
How does that work?
So you have a deck of cards, the black, the red, and a full deck of cards. You get a cup. So say it's my turn. I have a cup in front of me and I pour as much vodka or tequila in it as I'm feeling confident that I'm going to get the card right. And you got to say the color and the number of the card. So if you get the color right, then I move my glass to the next person. And he has to add to that glass how much he thinks he'll be confident in that he's going to get right.
Oh, wow.
And if he gets it wrong, he has to down whatever's in that glass.
That sounds like the biggest piss up of all time.
Yeah, honestly, you have so much fun on that game. And then, of course, there's the classic one, Kings. Everyone
knows
Kings.
That's a card game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get
into it. But it's a drinking game.
Yeah,
everyone knows Kings.
I've played that before also. I don't know. Just rather just drink.
Those are the main things we do at Bachelor Pad. We play Kings, we play Confidence, and we play beer pong. And
I
we
like
listen
it.
To music.
And you've got a theme song as well.
What's our theme song?
You do have a theme song for the Bachelor Pad. Producer Kat, don't you remember they got a theme song for the Bachelor Pad?
Yeah, I do.
Can I ask also, like, what is it that you do in that room next door?
Yeah.
Because every time I ask you something, it's like you're either eating or drinking or on the phone.
No, I am working on my laptop. I'm just cutting audio for you.
Oh,
and you caught me off guard. But yes, I know they have a Bachelor Pad song.
What is the song?
The theme song for the Bachelor Pad. It's was put together by someone that we are huge fans of.
Focus my selecto.
I like
that. That is not the Bachelor Pad song.
It's my selecto.
Naomi Das and her big boobs made the Bachelor Pad song.
I feel like everyone needs a Bachelor Pad in their life. Like, all boys, all girls even need it.
It's friendship groups.
It's like a unity thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I've actually got a story here in Relaxes Flex which talks about a unity group.
Okay, let's go straight to that. Seeing as we haven't touched anything you've put there yet.
It's called the Fart Off.
Oh.
So you make a WhatsApp group with, like, your closest friends. And all you do is you send clips of each other's farts. And it's actually pretty funny. I tried it about a year back or 2 years back with a group of friends. And whenever you have like a funny fart, you just record it and you send it to the group. Everyone laughs for days. It is so funny. You guys don't find it that funny. But trust me, do it. It is the funniest thing ever.
So there's a couple of logistical questions I have here. First of all, how long do your farts last that you have time to reach for your phone and then record it?
You know when one's going to come.
So
you sort of know.
Pick up your phone. Okay.
Yeah.
And then where do you hold the phone?
Oh, you can hold it legit, like, just between your legs, like acoustics. I think it's great. I think it's the funniest thing ever.
Of all the things you've ever told me, I think this is perhaps the most interesting one.
It's funny, hey, and admit you want to go try it. Imagine waking up and you've got like 6 audio clips and they're just like one's from your best friend and it just sounds like and you just laugh your head off. And you like imagining what he ate and what he's going through and stuff like that. I think it's a real team building thing.
I want to turn this into a Snapchat story now. I want you to tell me the story, but we've got to time it so that it's in. Can you do it in 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Yeah. Or we can do 2. Let's see how far you get. Okay. We'll put this up on Snapchat. This is Flax describing how you start a fart group on WhatsApp. And in 3, 2, 1.
So there's a new trend going around on WhatsApp where you create a fart group. You send voice notes of your farts to your friends. Everyone should go try it.
That's perfect. That was great.
I've been Snapchatting for years. You can follow me, Mike Flax, MikeFlax. And I get everything I need to get in 10 seconds. 10 seconds or less.
That's what she said.
Flax,
what else, bro?
Okay. So this one was very cool. Remember Justin Bieber got in a fight a while back?
Jeez, he's been in a few.
No, this was like that main fight where this dude like messed him up.
Yeah.
So what people didn't know was he was still on probation. So
What, from the monkey?
No, he was still in probation for throwing eggs at his neighbor's house.
Oh, not the when he pissed into the...
A bucket. I don't think he got in trouble for that.
Okay, so he threw the eggs.
So he threw the eggs, and he was still on probation. So he could have actually gone to jail for 30 days because he was on probation and got into a fight. But his lawyers were so smart that before the news broke of this fight, they went to the judge and they spoke to the judge and they said, listen, he's been on probation, but he's been really good. He's done his community service. Can we end this probation? And without the judge knowing about this fight, the judge ended the probation.
Wow.
Legit, there were seconds to spare. He could have legit gone to jail if his team weren't so smart.
He's got a very good team.
I know.
With all that money, though, if he goes to jail, there's a huge loss of income for a lot of people.
And also, I don't think Justin would really survive in jail. I don't think he's the person that would go into jail and write some amazing tracks. I think he would go into jail and just, like, cry like a baby.
Yeah.
He's really not made for jail.
Not made for jail, bro.
He's made for a yacht sailing on the seas with six girls, stuff like that.
And you.
Yeah, and me. Don't forget about me. Yeah. I want to be Justin's, like, personal DJ.
I think it could happen.
You know he's got that dude now, Tay James or something like that?
No.
Yeah, something like that. And he goes by, I am the DJ. So I'll be like, I am the DJ number two.
I have decided that at some point within the next 5 to 10 years, I want to be a music video director.
Really?
I was thinking about this the other day. I've decided, like, I was watching, Director X is this big music video director.
Mm-hmm.
It does a lot of stuff. I think he did Rihanna's work. He's done a couple of music videos that are really, really cool. And I've decided that I want to be a music video director. So,
whose music would you direct in South Africa?
Well, preferably my own stuff. Obviously, I've got my Swaggy Swaggy song, which is coming out very soon. But outside of that, I'm open to suggestion. If you want to send me your demo, I don't mind making a music video for you. It's Aria@cliffcentral.com.
Do you know, I saw a lot of new productions are being done on cell phones. You take the iPhone and you, on the iPhone 6S, you can actually make it into 4K resolution.
Absolutely.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
And so music videos, even reality shows, are being filmed on an iPhone.
Well, stick around. We've got something really cool that we're dropping and that we're going to announce next week, which has got a lot of stuff that's been done on cell phones.
Really?
Yeah.
When next week? You can't just say next week.
Next week, bro.
Do you not have an exact element date and
surprise. Time?
Element of
surprise. Element of surprise. And if you don't like it, well, then you can...
Focus my stiletto.
What else, Flax?
So, Mark Zuckerberg, we all think he's a cool dude.
Yeah, he is. I have such Mark Zuckerberg goals.
And have you ever heard anything bad about Mark Zuckerberg?
No. Well, yes. Didn't he steal Facebook from someone else?
Yeah, he did. People say he stole it. People say he just took the little concept and what. Well, anyway, he bought $100 million property in the Pacific Ocean. Wait, where's this? Where's Kauai? Kauai. K-A-U-A-I.
Kauai. Isn't it down the road?
Is that the same as... Yeah, I was just thinking that. So anyway, he bought a $100 million property there. Now, what he's done was his property's on the beach, but everyone else has properties like behind him, and they look onto the beach. So he's now built a wall around his property, like a 6-foot wall around his property, so they can't see into his property, but they also can't see into the beach. Now, everyone that had a beach view and could see the ocean can no longer see the ocean, and everyone is pissed.
But he probably bought the sky rights as well.
No, you can't buy. I wonder if you could buy sky rights.
No, you can buy sky rights.
Rubbish.
I promise you, you can. How do you think a city like New York continues to function the way it does? People buy the place they live if they buy a penthouse, and they inadvertently then also buy sky rights.
But what happens if
so you can't put a building... It's like you can't put a building... Even in South Africa, like if you've got a beachfront property, and by the way, he only built it up to 6 feet, which is what he was allowed to technically here.
Yeah, but 6 feet still blocked them.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that sky rights is a huge thing. You can't go and construct a 20-story building in front of a 3-story building that overlooks the beachfront. It's illegal. People buy sky rights.
So can I buy the sky above Cliff Central?
You could try. In America, you can definitely do this. I'll Google it now.
Would I do with the sky above Cliff Central?
It's about the view. So it's about the fact that if you've got a place that overlooks Central Park in New York City, and somebody goes and slaps a building in front of it, the value of your place goes down dramatically.
Yeah, 100%.
Which is why there are sky rights to protect that value.
So I can buy the sky that is directly like from my view into Central Park. I can buy that portion of sky.
You could, yeah, you can. In fact, sorry, I made a boo there. Just haven't said that in years.
A boo-boo.
It's not sky rights, it's air rights. The legal concept is encoded in the Latin phrase, culus est solum something something. And it's basically that you are not allowed to develop, like in the sky. So generally speaking, owning or renting a land or a building gives you the right and the use to develop the air rights. So like taking it up higher and all of that. There are no such things as unlimited. Yeah, so it's interesting. In the United States, the Federal Aviation Administration has the sole authority of control over all public airspace. Because also, like, if planes have to come in, they have to own that space.
Yeah.
So they have to be skyrocketed.
So you're just buying the right that no one can build in front of that.
But Mark Zuckerberg used his rights and he said basically, F you.
Yeah, well, no one's going to go and contend against Mark Zuckerberg in court. He could probably pay the top lawyers triple their fees and still, like, win the case.
He's very cool. I like Mark Zuckerberg, even though he wears the same T-shirt every day.
I was just funny to find out one story that's negative against him.
Nice, well done.
Because now he's not caring about the other people's views.
Fantastic, bro.
Have you seen
that's
this?
That's a sad emoji.
Have you seen that you can actually put photos on over photos on Twitter?
Photos on photos on photos.
Not photos on photos on photos, but emojis on photos on Twitter.
I have seen that. It's such a poor attempt at trying to compete with Snapchat.
I've never used one, eh?
Yeah, I saw that the other day. I only discovered GIFs on Twitter the other day.
What's a GIF?
A GIF is like...
Oh, I thought you meant gifts. Oh, are you joking? GIFs are the... Awesomest thing ever.
And I was wondering, like, how is everybody doing this? And then I felt
like
such
joking.
And you know who pointed it out to me?
What?
My mother. My mother said, "Why aren't you using GIFs on Twitter?" It was a dark day.
Do you know that we only have 140 characters on Twitter?
Yeah, I think so. What is it, yeah?
I was just checking.
Oh, you're so funny. Who, by the way, introduced you to Twitter?
You.
Yeah.
You sat me down for like an hour and we did like a one-on-one lesson on Twitter.
And look at you now with your thousands and thousands of followers.
So, did you read the story about Iggy Azalea? Like, at first I just heard about the story and I let it go, another story about another celebrity. But then I read into the story and it shocked me.
What happened?
So, she has a boyfriend. I think he's a NFL player or NBA player, one of those sports players, Nick Young.
Hmm.
They were happily dating, having love, having sex, having a good time. Iggy goes on like a little tour. She comes back, like she can sense something's not right. She looks at the video footage for her house. Nick has been cheating on her, and she can see on the video footage that Nick has been bringing girls back to the house. Then she looks into it further. Nick has actually been seeing his ex-girlfriend as well. Not only has Nick been seeing his ex-girlfriend for months behind Iggy's back, but he has impregnated the ex-girlfriend. She is like 2 months pregnant now. Now Iggy is pissed, and I would be too.
And they broke off the engagement.
They broke off everything. She kicked him out the house. How shocking is that? That is like celebrity scandal of the year.
It's a big deal.
Iggy didn't expect any of this.
Pity it happened 2 weeks ago.
No, we only found out that she was pregnant a few days ago.
Producer Kat just saying that this is old.
Very old.
No.
You're the one who broke the news to us. This happened like fucking 5 weeks ago or something.
What I'm saying is the fact that...
We knew everything, Pooty, that you have just told us. Everything. Pregnancy, everything.
Impossible. The pregnancy only broke 2 days ago. So that you're lying about. But I think this is just shocking. Nick Young, his name must be... He must be named and shamed.
He's an asshole.
He's not even staying with the mother that's pregnant now, eh?
He does earn, it says here, salary on Google, Nick Young, $5 million. I don't know what that means. In 2015, he earned $5 million, though.
Still doesn't give you the right to, like,
no,
be a jerk.
No, of course, he's such a loser. But this is the thing, people get blinded by money and fame and all of that stuff.
I'm glad Iggy kicked him out of the house.
Yeah, she didn't really have a choice.
And then, like,
douchebag.
Reporters were like, do you have any words for Nick and his ex-girlfriend and what, and all she says was F you.
I like it.
Like, she's just done with it.
She's done. Alright, we got time for one more story, Flax. Let's make it
one more story.
Swaggy.
Swaggy. You know you can now work for Kanye West at Adidas.
You waited a half an hour to give me the most important information.
Yeah, you can now apply to go work at Yeezy, who's branded equity creator of footwear, whatever they want to call it, in Portland, Oregon.
Where the hell do I sign up?
I've actually got the website here. It says click here, careers.adidasgroup.com.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, so basically you'll be involved with the brand, helping make it stronger, creative ideas. The problem is you'll have to put up with Kanye's
That's fine. Demands That's and not stuff. A problem. That's something I want to do.
Kanye's a dude that recorded, you know, his song Stronger?
Yeah.
He recorded it 50 times and chose one of them to be the right version.
Yeah, as artists should
do. Yeah, crazy Kanye West is.
Why is it not loading? This is the right future here. Careers.adidasgroup.com. This is bullshit. Why is this not taking... This is my dream job, finally.
I don't know. I don't think I could do with Kanye as a boss. I think he'd have unrealistic expectations. He'd talk to you like shit.
I think that this is a... This could be my... Okay, I'm going to look that up over the week.
Yeah, they got 18 Yeezy job openings.
Wow.
At the moment, so...
They've got 2,300... Oh, there we go. No, 17, actually.
One must have just gone.
I'm on the website now. Technical manager footwear for Yeezy. Director of development footwear. Senior developer footwear. Senior development materials. Design director. Director for product. Senior designer footwear. Senior designer apparel. Director of brand communications and activation. That sounds like something I
can do. It must be so dope getting the freebies from working at Yeezy. I mean, you'd obviously get Pablo merch. I love that new word, merch. Everyone's using it like Bieber merch, Pablo merch, this merch, that merch. Instead of saying like product or t-shirts, they use the word merch.
I honestly think I'm going to apply for this, bro. I'm going to spend... Oh, there we go. You can apply now. Director of Brand Communications and Activation. Your primary job is to serve as a strategic lead and provide oversight to Adidas and Kanye West communications focused on the brand overall, driving best-in-class communications, planning, budget management, analytics, and practices for the global business.
Trent, you got what it takes.
Yeah, I can manage planning, alignment, and internal communications and lead the development of both seasonal and annual holistic and integrated communication strategy and plans to deliver on brand needs, partnering closely with planning and global category directors to harvest consumer insights.
Yes.
That's easy.
Should we do a mock interview?
No. I'm going to do that online. Apply now. Okay. Flex. Oh, there. I put my email address. Ariye. Tell everyone how to keep up with you.
Okay. You can keep up with me on Snapchat. Trust me, you're going to want to follow my bachelor pad weekend. Mike Flax, MikeFlax. Also, go follow me on Twitter, Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. Also, same with Instagram, Michael Flax. And I got a Facebook page, Michael Flax. Go show that some love and like it.
Fantastic. That there is this week's edition of Relax. It's Flax. Flax, thank you so much for stopping by. It's always a pleasure. We will never, ever skip a week ever
See
again.
See you next week.
Boom. There you go.
Boom shagalaga. What song are you playing? Oh, do you have Justin Bieber Believe to play out with?
Not this week, dude. What an unfortunate tragedy. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.